Hello, and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of February 17th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and basking in much better weather than I am, Melissa Hansen.
Yes, if the heat has returned to Texas, but so have the cockroaches, so.
Ew. Yeah. Is that a big problem down there?
Yeah. Ugh. And they're not like little, they're big palmetto bug, big.
Oh, okay.
And there's one in my bathroom.
Oh. Gross.
Anyhow.
Gross. What has your weekend entertainment been like aside from killing cockroaches?
Pretty much Olympics.
Oh, okay.
Not very exciting. Just watching bits of that. Watch the USA versus Russia hockey game.
Oh, how did that go?
Kind of got, well, spoiler alert.
Oh, okay.
Went into like shootout at the end. And I got up, I saw the headlines.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, let's go watch it before we hear anymore.
Yeah.
And because you can, on NBC, whatever, /Olympics or whatever it is, you can watch. They have all of the events you can watch in their entirety.
Oh.
And I think you have to have like a cable or a dish or a something service you have to sign in with.
Okay.
But anyhow, yes, we went and watched it. And it was a crazy game.
Wow.
It was a great game, but it was kind of crazy. So that's probably the highlight of the Olympics.
Okay.
So if you like hockey, that USA Russia, that was Saturday morning.
Yeah.
It was really great.
Well, I've got the DVR going, and it's just capturing all the primetime stuff. So
yeah.
When I have time, I get down there, and I watch the entire opening ceremonies, like, 5 days later or whatever.
Yeah.
And then have been catching up on certain, the short track speed skating has been
always
something phenomenal to watch.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of the slope style.
Yeah, that's crazy,
for the men's.
Man.
Yeah.
They keep whacking the Russian doll. I watched the first one, the snowboarding one.
Yeah.
There's this huge, like, I think just for show kind of thing, like decoration, like big kind of Russian nesting doll.
Yeah.
In the middle of the thing, and they go over it, but they keep whacking it with the snowboard.
Yeah, it's part of their terrain course. So they give these guys all these different things to play off of, like railings and jumps and all
that. Yeah, like, think about, like, skateboarder parks.
Yeah, right.
And what they just do down the stairs and the railings on it and stuff. That they have these huge ones set up,
yeah,
all in purple and pink at these anti-gay games, but whatever.
But I loved it because, at least on the ski style, the ski slope style, all three Americans took medals. No, wait, it was going to be all three Americans, and it wound up being gold and bronze, I think. Cause
yeah, it got bumped. But I didn't know, because I watched the snowboard, and I knew you could do that kind of stuff on the snowboard. I didn't even know you could do that kind of crap on the skis.
Oh, and one of the Americans didn't even use poles.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, like, Indiana kid.
Yep.
They did, like, a whole background on him. No, but it's crazy. So all the slow, if you just want crazy action-y, the slope style, either the board or the skis, go watch that stuff.
Good stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Good stuff. And there's more coming up. We've got a whole other week worth of Olympics, so.
Yep.
Including snowboard cross, which I love, because it's just, like, all out, balls out,
So many different ones. It's not just snowboarding. There's, like, however many different events, and I don't even know what's what, but. Yeah.
So, and I still have to go back and watch the men's figure skating. I didn't, and I think women's is coming up.
Yeah. Men's did their short program.
Yeah. Did you see the, face? The Russian skater?
The Russian, yeah.
He tweaked his back and had to pull out.
Well, yeah, I just didn't tweak it. He was going to retire after this anyhow because he's had surgeries on his back.
Yeah, and he showed the scar.
And he went all out with the team event.
Oh, that's right. They took gold, right?
And they won the team event, but that was all he could do.
Okay.
He had no more to give. And he went to skate, and he just, practiced a couple jumps, and he just then went to the judges and, like, I can't do it. I'm pulling out. And then he's, to the cameras, he's like, yeah, I'm retiring.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. I'm not performing in the Olympics or that event, and I'm retiring. Yeah. Done. So.
And it's disappointing because you work so hard for 4 years to get there. And that's the whole agony of, thrill of victory and agony of defeat. You spend 4 years training to get to this place. And then some of these kids get hurt or they wipe out or something terrible happens. And that's it. Their game is over,
Yeah. Or not even terrible. Just you you fuck up.
Like, yeah, right.
You get like skiing stuff. You get two runs.
Yep.
That's it. And you just whatever, have an off day.
Shaun White.
Name is gone.
You know, he had a couple great runs, but he got beat out.
Yeah, and it's done. Yeah. So, yeah, well, it's always you feel horrible when they just screw it up, and you're like, yeah, a lifetime of training. Mm-hmm. For, you know, 1 second misstep, and that's it.
Well, it's all about peaking at the right time. You could have a great qualifying run, and then for whatever reason, when you're in the heat of the moment, it doesn't happen for you.
Well, it's like theater. You kind of want to have a bad dress rehearsal.
Yep.
Because it means you're going to be good opening night. Exactly. If you have a killer dress rehearsal,
you're scared to death.
You peak too soon, and it's not going to be a great run.
Yep.
Oh, yep.
Anyways, I've been trying to squeeze in a little bit of Olympics here and there, but the other night I watched the two Percy Jackson movies.
Why?
We never got a copy of Sea of Monsters for Verdict.
Uh-huh.
And it became available on Redbox, and I have 4 Redbox credits a month because of the Instant program, so I decided...
That answered my question.
Because I'm going to write it up for Verdict.
Is why you chose that?
Trying to fill a hole in our...
Oh, okay. Good excuse.
The first one was... Well, all right. So Logan Lerman, who plays Percy Jackson, we first became familiar with on a very short run, limited, nobody saw it, TV series for the CW, which was the WB back then, was Jack and Bobby.
That was great.
It's Christine Lotti. It was John Slattery from Mad Men.
Great series.
And he played the little kid. Now, it was supposed to parallel the lives of, you know, Jack and Bobby Kennedy, but of course it wasn't set in that world at that time or anything.
Right. It's these two brothers, and one's going to become president. They start off the show. It's this like high school-ish two brothers. One's going to be president. And at the very beginning, they don't tell you which one.
Right.
And so you think it's going to be the popular,
right,
athletic, whatever one, not, you know, the dorky little brother. It's a really good show.
Yeah, and I don't know where it's available, where you could possibly
find
it. At
all. That's something we should check out.
Kate Mara was on that, Rooney Mara's sister.
Right.
She played the love interest for the older brother.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really good show. So he impressed the hell out of me as a kid. And then, of course, he became the teen heartthrob thing. But the first, I didn't read any of the books. My nieces and nephews have read all the Rick Riordan books, and I guess he's into Egypt, you know, Egyptology now.
Okay.
But they love them, and I hadn't seen it, so I watched the first one, which just felt like a whole bunch of information trying to cram into one movie, and they had to pick and choose. And the cast list for this, I mean, the cast that was part of this was phenomenal. I mean, Catherine Keener played the kid's mom.
Oh, okay.
Pierce Brosnan was in it. Sean Bean played Zeus. And Marina Karakurides, whatever, from Providence.
Yeah.
Played, was it Athena? Anyways, so you're taking Greek mythology and trying to say that these kids were the demigods. They were the spawns of the gods, right, and the humans. But anyways, I guess the books must have been great because the movies just didn't work. Chris Columbus directed the first one, and it felt like a Harry Potter movie.
I was going to say, there you go.
And I'm just like, why? Why are you doing this? Well, they switched directors and they switched writers for the second one, which had a much more unique feel. It was a smoother story. It was a more complete story. And it was more engaging. For whatever reason, Pierce Brosnan wasn't available to do it. So Anthony Stewart Head took over his role.
Ooh, nice.
Which worked okay. And the other adult in the movie was Stanley Tucci in a role that I did not like it all. I mean, to me, Stanley Tucci can usually do no wrong in terms of what he does. But here, he is just... he played Dionysus, and he played him as kind of a prick. So,
okay.
Anyways, it was good. If you're into that type of stuff, if you love Greek and Roman mythology, they're worth a night to sit down and watch these things. It's worth a couple hours. So anyways, you'll see a write-up of Sea of Monsters from me on Verdict within the next week, but that's what I was doing.
All right.
At the box office this week, Hollywood's ploy to make all of these romantic movies available to people didn't really pan out, did it?
No, because you all went and saw the Lego Movie. Which, again, I've heard nothing even mediocre about this movie.
Yeah.
know, let alone bad. Yeah, $49 million this weekend. So almost $130 million already for freaking Legos.
So crazy.
Not even real Legos. Animated Legos. Yeah, all right. Anyhow. And then what, seriously, people, about last night came in second with $27 million.
Which is probably way more money than the original movie made in its entire run.
Yeah, absolutely. But okay. Whatever. And then we got Tolkien, RoboCop, $1.5 million. Coming in third, The Monuments Men, $15 million. Yeah. And Endless Love, $13.5 million.
And the big Colin Farrell movie, Jennifer Connelly, The Akiva Goldsman, which has been panned, universally panned.
Yeah. Didn't it make $8 million?
No.
Winter's Tale.
Nope. Oops. This coming week, we've got three movies of note. Paul W.S. Anderson's big-budget retelling of The City Buried by Mount Vesuvius, Pompeii. That comes out on Friday. 3 Days to Kill, which is Kevin Costner trying once again to be an action star.
I want to see this.
Really?
I don't know what's wrong with me, but I really do.
This feels like a movie that was written for somebody else, and they dropped out, and Kevin said, okay, I'll do it.
I don't know. I kind of miss him doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited. Okay. I mean, I'll probably wait for DVD or streaming or whatever, but yeah. I want to see it. I'm kind of doubting my own taste here, but.
Well, you'll have to watch and let me know because, yeah. I mean.
You ain't seeing it.
I'm not seeing it.
Okay.
I mean, Waterworld was.
I'm going to just go see if I can rent No Way Out.
Oh, you're going to go way back, huh?
That one's so good. Okay, anyhow.
And the third movie is the swan song for legendary director and animator Hayao Miyazaki. His final film, The Wind Rises, is coming out this week. Right. Over at DVD and Blu-ray, a bunch of TV stuff and some Criterions. Game of Thrones, Season 3, which I have never gotten into. I don't have HBO. It's not available on streaming.
Yeah, I'm not in that one yet.
But everybody keeps talking about everybody I do theater with has read the books and loves the TV series, so I'll have to catch up with that at some point.
Yeah. On my list down the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot on my list.
Oh my God, there's so much stuff out there. Criterion gives love for two really good films. One of Hitchcock's earliest, Foreign Correspondent, gets the Criterion treatment this week, as does Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yes.
Which is just a Wes Anderson, beautiful animated film. I'm a big fan of stop motion animation anyways, but this was what made me fall in love with Wes Anderson.
I think I need to rewatch this.
Yeah.
Because it's, did Clark review it?
I think so. I think I reviewed it. Clark reviewed the new one. Criterion. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that, you know, the more you watch it, the more you get out of it, the more you like it. And I saw, I think, just once. And I liked it, but it wasn't earth-shattering to me. So I think I need to rewatch that one.
It's really a beautiful film. Darkman gets Shout Factory's or Scream Factory's special edition Blu-ray this week. And it's another classic Sam Raimi film. I mean, Liam Neeson really stepped out with this, and Frances McDormand is in it. Mm-hmm. It's a great, great piece of popcorn movie. $6 Million Man, Season 5. This is where the series starts falling apart by this point. I mean, I loved Lee Majors. I love the series, but it just kind of became very redundant towards the end.
Yes, it fell apart. It's all about a $6 Million Man. Yes, it was so classic, and it fell apart. Really, the premise isn't jumping the shark here? Come on.
It was a great show.
I'm not saying it wasn't a fun show. There's nothing. I didn't watch it when it was on. I'm just saying.
I was in love with Lindsay Wagner when they did the spinoff. I went and watched her show, too.
Yeah.
Although that turned out to be terrible.
Like a 13-year-old didn't. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
And then we've got the latest incarnation of the Caped Crusader, Beware the Batman, which is an animated series. The first season is available from Warner Brothers this week on DVD and Blu-ray. Over at Redbox, again, a lot of the stuff that's just come out is now hitting your local Redbox. Ender's Game, Riddick, the Carrie remake, and Robert Redford in All Is Lost. Over at Netflix, a not-so-impressive list of new stuff. Abigail Breslin in a horror movie called Haunter.
Okay.
Steven Seagal in Force of Execution. Dolph Lundgren in Ambushed. I mean, this new format for filmmaking, these old 80 stars are never going to stop working. These guys are going to be 80 years old and still trying to kick people's ass. And then Kevin Spacey's House of Cards Season 2 makes its debut on Netflix this week.
Mm-hmm.
Over at Hulu, you've got Nomi Rapace in the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo trilogy. I don't believe these are the extended editions. I think these are the theatrical releases.
Which is long enough as it is.
Yeah, that's true. And I still haven't seen the second two. I've only seen the first movie, both the original and the remake. I know, I've got to. They're in my queue. The entire Puppet Master franchise is available on Hulu this week.
Nice.
Yeah. God, I think there's 10 movies. There's 10 of them. Alan Cumming, he's one of these guys who says he makes big budget movies so he can, or television series so he can go and do small independent stuff, which he loves to do, or theater.
Yeah.
This is a 70s period piece, a biopic called Any Day Now.
Okay.
Which is supposed to be a tour de force for him as an actor.
Oh, geez, anything is a tour de force. The little bumpers he does on Mystery are tour de force. He's Alan Cumming.
So that's available on Hulu this week. And then John Cusack in a little scene 2002 film called Max, about the relationship between an art teacher and his student, young Adolf Hitler.
Right. Yeah, this got really panned.
Well, John Cusack needs a new agent because he's just made terrible choices.
Yeah. So.
But that's all I've got for streaming and physical media this week.
Okay. Well, yeah. Olympics still on NBC. That's going to be all of prime time this week.
Yeah.
CW has a new show. It's called Starcrossed.
Yeah.
It's like there's actually aliens among our high schoolers. Something. I don't know. It's CW, so it's not my thing. And technically, there's a new show premiering Monday night.
What?
The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon.
That's correct.
And that'll actually be on later because it's after the Olympics.
Yeah.
Stuff. So, yeah, it's The Tonight Show, but technically it's got a new name.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Tosh.0 season premiere is on Comedy Central. Mm. Wednesday is Super Fun Night finale.
Is that the...
Rebel Wilson.
Yes.
Which is good, because now she can go make Pitch Perfect 2.
Okay.
So I guess she was saying Drake may, like, be her love interest or something in it.
What?
Nice.
Wasn't he the dork who is complaining about the Rolling Stone cover?
Yes.
Yeah, asshole.
Mr. Degrassi, the remake one. Let's not forget that, seeing as though he's trying to.
So he was scheduled to be on the cover of Rolling Stone, but because of Philip Seymour Hoffman's death, they put him on the cover and bumped Drake, and this guy was bitching about it.
Uh-huh.
What a...
Yep.
Whatever. Sorry, I digress. Yep. Keep going.
All right. Thursday night, it's the season finale of The Taste on ABC. Saturday, ABC is showing Shrek the Third movie.
That was a good... it was an okay one.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Okay.
That was the second one. I don't think I saw the third one. But anyhow, a little counter-programming there Saturday night. And then BBC America has the season premiere of Ripper Street.
Oh, yeah.
And then, how weird is this? NBC is premiering the new show About a Boy.
Wait,
on Saturday night.
On the Hugh Grant movie?
Yeah, it's like that, but it's set, I think it's San Francisco. It's set in the U.S.
Okay.
But it's the same premise, but new TV show. But NBC is premiering it, but at 11 p.m. Eastern on Saturday night.
Why?
They have the Olympics coverage, and then the news. I don't know why they're doing it.
That would be stupid. Wait until the Olympics are over.
No, is it? I guess they're thinking Saturday night people will stick around.
Whatever.
I don't know. I'm just letting you guys know when it's on. Okay. I did not make this.
I know.
Sunday, let's see, The Proposal on ABC, and then Amazing Race season premiere on CBS. And then Sunday night will be the closing ceremonies for the Olympics on NBC. And then after the closing ceremonies, they're premiering another new show.
Jesus.
It's called Growing Up Fisher. It's also a little bit maybe like the Goldbergs. It's about a young boy growing up, but his dad is blind.
Yeah.
And also played by J.K. Simmons.
Oh, fantastic.
And then Jenna Elfman plays his mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So kind of cool. So his parents are divorcing. It's just, you know, like kid growing up, it's just that twist that dad's blind kind of thing.
Okay.
So anyhow, that is this week on TV.
All right.
And then in music, okay, Suzanne Vega has a new album out.
Oh, my God.
Give me a second. Tales from the Realm of the Queen of Pentacles. Okay. It's Suzanne Vega. Come on, what do you expect? Anyhow. The Presidents of the United States have a new one.
Oh, my God.
Kudos to.
Wow.
And then, ready for this?
Yeah.
There is Nothing Like a Lox. The Lost Song parodies of Alan Sherman.
Shut up.
Uh-uh. I will not, because I like that one, so I'm telling you about it.
Wow.
Yeah. And then first time on CD, it was released on vinyl, but first time on CD and digital, the soundtrack to Sharky's Machine.
Oh, my God, the Burt Reynolds movie.
I had to do a little research on this. I believe it was in vinyl when it came out, but, you know, it's never been released on CD until now.
Well, I wonder if I can get Clark to feature it on this show.
Yeah, so anyway, that is up this week. Books this week. J.D. Robb, it's number 38 in his In Death series.
38?
It's Concealed in Death.
Holy
38.
Shit.
Yeah. Let's see. Grim Fans, there's a new novel based on the series. It's an original story. It's called Grim, the Chopping Block. Ooh. That is out. Let's see. History. Richard Overy. The Bombers and the Bombed, Ally Air War Over Europe, 1940-1945.
Huh.
We have to be very specific with our history titles.
I guess.
Alan Paul has a new book called One Way Out, The Inside History of the Allman Brothers Band. Hmm. So interesting with that. And then The Awesome Guide to Life, Get Fit, Get Laid, Get Your Shit Together by Jason who was a skateboarder.
Okay.
And now he has like a radio show.
Wow.
So if you want to be cool like him, baby.
I'll put that on my to read list.
Yeah, exactly. Pick up his book and learn how to do it. All right. Anyhow. Just opened off Broadway.
Yes.
This past weekend. Actual opening night is March 4th. Setmo at the Waldorf, starring John Douglas Thompson. It's about Louis Armstrong, obviously, but it's backstage at his concerts is where it's set.
Oh.
So it's getting to know the man, not just the musician.
Huh.
So very interesting there.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've got celebrity.
Or he died this week.
Celebrity death week. My God, if you were part of a celebrity death pool, you could be very wealthy. It's really sad. John Henson, who I believe is the eldest son of Muppets creator Jim Henson and his wife Jane, had a massive heart attack after playing with his daughter. They're building an igloo outside in the snow. He was only 48 years old.
I really hope he leaves behind a good life insurance for her therapy.
Oh my, can you imagine?
Hey, ugh.
Wow.
Oof. All right.
Ralph Waite, who was the patriarch of the Waltons family, a series which I never watched, passed away this week. He was 85. The man who changed the face of television comedy, the legendary Sid Caesar, passed away at the age of 91. Child star and then influential political figure, ambassador to the United Nations, and Shirley Temple Black passed away this week, who was 85. So I've always had a hard time reconciling the fact that here was this little girl who was such an icon in the cinema for that period of time, and then, like most child stars, fades into obscurity, but then becomes this international hero, pretty much, for the United States in terms of what she did politically.
Right. Right, yeah. Did this, you know, she didn't have a choice as a kid.
Right.
You know, just kind of put her in front of the camera and she was cute. It's not like it was a lifelong ambition. So she became who she really wanted to be, you know, as an adult.
Which is very impressive.
Did you mention that, you know, the most famous thing about her, she has a cocktail named after her.
Yes.
That's how I knew Shirley Temple when I was
which is all we, you know, what we all aspire to.
in Wisconsin. We went out to the supper clubs for dinner. I got a Shirley Temple drink. It was so exciting. Okay.
And then just in, Kentucky preacher turned reality TV star Jamie Coots, who was featured on National Geographic Snake Salvation, died of all things a snake bite. Mm-hmm. And because of his religious beliefs, he refused to get medical treatment and died.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yep.
You know, not
too much different from the crocodile hunter who, I think it was a manta ray that got him, right? Steve Irwin?
Yeah, but it wasn't like he refused treatment.
No. But just, I mean, just,
yeah.
You mess around with dangerous animals.
Yep. You mess with the bull, you get the horns. You mess with the snake, you get the fang.
Thanks, Dick Vernon. Two high-profile announcements for the gay community this past week. College football star Michael Sam and actor Ellen Page both stepped into the spotlight to say they're tired of hiding and feeling ashamed for who they are. What irks me is, so there's these anonymous NFL officials who, you know, they were throwing quotes around as saying that, you know, he would not be welcome in the NFL. He's one of the SEC's defensive players of the year. He's expected to go very high in the draft. But what I love is the Westboro, Fred Phelps Westboro Baptist Church was going to go down to Missouri and protest, and hundreds of students came out to block them from getting into town.
Yeah.
Which I think is fantastic.
Now, if you have not seen this on Facebook.
Yes.
Dale Hansen.
Yep. No relation.
No relation to me, but you need to Google him. He's actually a Dallas newscaster. Yep. Sportscaster, and he does an opinion piece, and he did one about Michael Sam that is beyond brilliant.
I watched it today. 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Yeah, it's really great. And actually, I saw a news article about him. He has been amazing. So he's an older white guy Texan.
Yep.
And he is brilliant and wonderful. He, during the whole Penn State scandal, he did this amazing opinion piece where he came out that he had been molested as a child.
Oh, wow.
And he talked about his children that we were ignoring in this whole thing. And who cares about,
holy shit,
you know, these sports figures. Hey, amazing guy. Anyhow.
Yeah, that opinion piece. 2 minutes. Worth your time. Go see it, because I watched it today and it made me cry. The other thing that made me cry was this. So Ellen Page gave a keynote address at the Human Rights Commission's LGBT Youth Conference in Las Vegas called Time to Thrive. And she was just, you know, asked to be a guest speaker, you know, as a high-profile youth herself to come out.
Yeah, and close enough to you.
There's like a 6-minute, 7-minute speech that she gave where she talks about, and she doesn't, you know, this isn't about her. This is about how affected she's been by the work of the Human Rights Campaign and all of these people who are very comfortable in their own skin and can lead the lives that they want to live, and how inspired she was. And so inspired, in fact, that she came out herself in this speech. And again, it's worth your time to go and watch. I don't care whether you believe in whatever your beliefs are, political, religious, whatever. I love the fact that this is about human respect, basic human respect and kindness that we all should be giving to each other. And that's the basis of this. And she speaks it so eloquently and so relevant for this time period that you can't help but be moved by what's being said. And this isn't a new thing, right? This isn't a new thing that people have been asking for, but I love that within this past week, you can see traction being made, especially around Valentine's Day, where we talk about love, that how little it takes for us to be respectful of other people. I don't care what, you know, what's going on in their lives. You may not know the battles that they're fighting, but the fact that you can just respect people for who they are and not get all up in their face about bullshit. I love where this is going. I'm sorry.
This whole like respecting people. It's basically shut the hell up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Why do we have to say things negative about other people?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyways. One other piece. There's not a lot of news that I have this week, but the CW is ramping up its casting on its new Gotham series, which is basically a look at pre-Batman Gotham City, in which newly appointed police commissioner Jim Gordon deals with, you know, a rapidly increasing crime rate.
Okay, so it's not a Batman series?
It's not a Batman series. There will be no Batman here. There will be a young Bruce Wayne who they have not cast yet.
Ah, got it. Okay.
Kind of a small role. Yep.
That's what I was going to say. Yep. Got it.
John Pertwee, who is the son of Doctor Who, John Pertwee, is playing Alfred, which I think is a great, great casting. Ben McKenzie from Southland has been cast as Jim Gordon. Donald Logue will be the brash, abusive police detective Harvey Bullock, which I think is just genius casting.
Nice. He's excellent.
In a bit of colorblind casting, Bernonis's Sabrina Guevara is going to play Jim Gordon's kind of illicit love interest. So he's getting married, or is married, I don't know where they're setting this time-wise, to his wife Barbara. And they have a bunch of kids who will be young Barbara Gordon that goes on to become Batgirl.
Got it.
But he has this workplace sexual tension relationship with Captain Sarah Essen, which in the books has played extremely well and speaks to who this character is and the struggles that he faces.
Okay.
So we're waiting. They've already cast an actor to play Oswald Cobblepot, who then goes on to become the Penguin.
Yes.
So I'm sure you will see other characters like the Riddler, Edward Nygma, and those types of things in kind of their pupil state.
Yeah, they're pre-supervillain superhero.
Yes. And as Dave Johnson pointed out, the show is being conceived by Bruno Heller, who was responsible for HBO series Rome, which was so critically acclaimed. So there's a lot of potential for what could go on with this.
Okay. And I have to tell you, I actually followed your superhero spiel this week.
What do you mean?
Normally I get so confused.
Oh. Gotcha.
Captain America and the whatever, and I get lost. I followed it this week.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good thing that came out. Marvel's going to create a movie for Scarlett Johansson from The Black Widow.
Oh, why?
Because the character really has become a cornerstone of that Marvel universe, so why not give her own movie?
Yeah, but played by Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, so. I know. I don't mind her in this, to be honest with you.
Whatever. All right.
All right, that's all I've got.
Okay. Well, speaking of, as I did earlier, shut the hell up.
Yes.
Let's all just say it together to Kanye.
Oh, no.
You should. Okay. So, they released a new remix for Drunken Love, Beyonce and Jay-Z's.
Okay.
Right? But they have Kanye on it rapping.
Oh, jeez.
So, he talks about whatever. Sex and Kim's ass and blah, 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 blah. But one of the lines discussing Kim was, quote, "I impregnated your mouth, girl. That's when I knew you could be my spouse, girl." So I guess Kim gives such great oral sex that she's worth marrying.
Oh my
and he just announced that to the whole effing world. Wow. You sick, sick little... Ugh.
He's a child.
All right.
What a child.
Ugh.
Okay. Hey, before we go, one quick shout out to Patrick Bromley and the F This Movie team for another fantastic... This was their third annual F This Movie Twitter Film Festival this past Saturday night. And I saw some of the stats. And at one point, the hashtag F This Movie Festival was generating 800 tweets a minute.
Crap.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Congrats. Okay, well, then let's do... I have two more quick shout-outs.
Yes.
To our very own... Eric Aschbuschlager. Yes. That's how I have to say it. Sorry, Eric. It's got to come out that way. And his wife, Lori, and their daughter, Juliet, and the birth of their second daughter.
Yeah.
So congrats to the Aschbuschlager family.
Amen.
And big congrats to Michael Staley on his birthday this week.
Oh, stop.
So happy birthday to you, sir.
Thank you. Yep. Not getting any younger. Nope. Hey, do we have a contest this week?
We do. It's a cool one. Killing Kennedy, starring Rob Lowe as Jack Kennedy.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
All right. Well, as always, thank you guys for tuning in, for reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com, for listening to our podcasts at DVDverdictPresents.com, and for following the news on DailyVerdict.com. But until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
That something so strong someday will be gone. Must say goodbye.